And now, it's time for Radio Jobline with your host, Scott Possessor, right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It must be Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. because you're listening to the very soft tones of the Grateful Dead. And don't be ashamed, because not all their music is bad. Some of it's very good. And that was my favorite song. We're here for you every Saturday from 2 to 3. And our job is to make you a better employee, get you a job, help have you keep your job, have you excel at your job, present new job markets to you, talk about workplace issues, but in general, make you a more compelling and engaged employee. And that's what this show has been doing for 24 years on TV and now over five years on radio. And today we have some really an industry examination. We're going to look at the hospitality field. We're going to talk to some people that are in the hospitality field. And folks, don't panic, but they actually have jobs. And if you keep a pencil and paper handy, you may find yourself sending a son, daughter, or yourself on an interview by the time this show ends today. So let me welcome Matt Santarpia. He's the Director of Learning and Development for the Cullen Art Group. We have Lindsay Romaine. She's the Culinary Manager for the Cullen Art Group. They're all from the Cullen Art Group. And then we have Phil Sinisi. He's the Regional Executive Chef for the Cullen Art Group. Phil, you look like a normal guy, not like a chef. I expected a chef's hat or something.
I'm a normal guy.
A normal guy.
Well, we'll wait till he talks, Scott.
Wait till he talks.
Then we're in trouble.
You got to get closer to your mic. Okay. So let me tell you a little bit about Cullen Art Group. They're founded in 1969. Cullen Art Group operates an on-site higher education, private school, healthcare, and destination recreation leisure dining facilities in 20 states of the union. As a complete dining service provider, Cullen Art operates at over 350 locations that include cafes, coffee bars, concessions, executive dining, catering, and conference dining, social catering, special events, office coffee service, and vending. Cullen Art Group provides contract services at many Fortune 500 businesses and prestigious companies, esteemed educational institutions, and a variety of cultural institutions. So I'm assuming, Matt.
Well, that was a very nice introduction, Scott. Well,
thank
wow,
you. Wow. You better be good.
Very
after
nice.
That.
Look at
so,
that.
So I'm assuming that with all of that, what I just read, okay, that you have a constant need for people.
Always. And before we get started, Scott, mm-hmm. I apologize, but I want to thank you for having us back on the program. Mm-hmm. This is my second appearance. Mm-hmm. We're thrilled to be here. I want to thank your wonderful intern, Danielle, for getting us set up today, mm-hmm. a fellow Hicksville person. Ah. I want to thank our wonderful Phil Sinisi for joining us and Lindsay Romaine. So, yes, Cullen Art Group is a very, very dynamic mm-hmm. on-site dining or hospitality management company. But what's also interesting and what makes us rather unique is that we're part of the Compass Group family of companies. Mm-hmm. And Compass Group is the largest hospitality food service operator, certainly one of the largest in North America and beyond. Mm-hmm. And it's a family of terrific companies throughout the entire continent, really. So we have our culture, our diversity, our opportunities at Cullen Art Group, but also being part of that Compass Group family of great companies, we have those positions with them as well. So it's a one-stop shop, if you will, for hospitality professionals.
Okay. So let's talk about where people might find Cullen Art folks. So if you go to a baseball game, for example, they have concessions.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
If you go to a college, that's usually farmed out to
absolutely.
To a place like yours.
We do corporate dining facilities.
I was getting to that.
Right.
Corporate dining was coming next.
Office buildings.
Office buildings,
there
right?
There you go.
Anything where it's connected to the workplace, right, rather than just a restaurant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we say on-site dining, right?
Right.
So
right.
If a building or a company, whether it's a Fortune 500 company, et cetera, looks for food service operations and beyond, you know, we also are involved with Compass Group in facility operations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's beyond hospitality and their career opportunities in that venue as well.
Okay.
But anything along those lines, we would have to offer.
Okay, very good. So how long has this all been around?
Cullen Art was founded in 1969.
Okay.
On Long Island based company.
Okay.
And we've been in business ever since and been rapidly growing over the last 3 years mm-hmm. now that we joined that Compass family.
Right. So let's also tell Long Islanders that there's over 100 open jobs you mentioned on Long Island.
Yeah, there's over 100 positions.
And people would find that by going where?
They can go to compassgroupcareers.com. Mm-hmm. That's Compass, C-O-M-P-A-S-S, groupcareers.com. And what's nice about that, it's really a portal. You get your own career advisor assigned when you log in, mm-hmm. and you can search by geography. So if I'm living on Long Island and I'm in Deer Park, I can search Deer Park. Mm-hmm. I can search for Cullen Art Group, and I can search for any other Compass company as well and see every position listed. And remember, beyond hospitality, not just chefs, not just waiters, but we're looking for finance professionals and operational professionals, HR, mm-hmm. facilities management, IT, etc. So there's a lot we have to offer.
Okay, Lindsay, tell me about your role with the company.
Oh, so I'm the culinary manager. It encompasses a lot of different hats. Mm-hmm. I wear multiple hats. I train. I test and develop recipes for
one of those hats with you.
I did. I have a hat sitting on the table. But yes, I wear multiple hats. I train a lot of our new employees coming in. I train them on our standards and what we do and how we do it, quality over quantity most of the time, all of the time. I do that. I test and develop recipes for the company, for Cullen Art Group.
That sounds like fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. As well as multiple other things. I mean, developing new ideas for the company, being a representative for Cullen Art Group alone, and representing Cullen Art Group within Compass Group.
Okay. Plus you have the radio function.
Yes.
She's got that too.
Right. Plus she's a DJ.
All right. Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And if you would, Phil, tell us how you got to be an executive chef and your role with Cullen Art.
Back in 1991, yep. Cullen Art was looking for a social catering company on mm-hmm. Long Island mm-hmm. to help them run some business that was opening up. Mm-hmm. The Cradle of Aviation, the Village Club of Lake Success, and Cullen Art being the premier food service company on Long Island for cafeterias and the B&I sector, they did not have the wherewithal to do social catering. Mm-hmm. I was working for a company by the name of Philip Stone Caterers, which Cullen Art acquired. I was their executive chef. So my expertise is in the event and entertainment division, mm-hmm. social catering. We do events all over Long Island, high-end weddings, galas, you name it, you know, we do it.
So what do you do at those functions?
So I have a hand in the culinary logistics. Mm-hmm. We write the menu, we execute the menu, we execute the party, you know, whatever it entails.
I just thought the listeners might appreciate knowing what an executive chef does, because I don't think we do know. I think we know a chef, we know a sous chef.
Well, you know? We're responsible for food cost, labor cost, production, getting the food out in a timely manner.
So you're on the administrative side?
On both sides,
right.
Yes.
Right.
On both sides.
You know what the nice thing is, too? Phil and Lindsay both. I mean, we're talking about events, Scott, as I'm sure you're aware. You know, for example, this weekend he's doing 1,000-plus people. Mm. Next weekend he's doing 2,000-plus people. Mm. That's one event
right.
in a series of many over a weekend or a weekday. Mm. So from an executive chef standpoint and from Lindsay's corporate standpoint, you're kind of overseeing a lot that's involved in running that function. Right. And obviously culinary is at the center, but, you know, a lot of arms go out from there.
We're always talking about different job markets and different things to do here on Radio Jobline. So I just thought an executive chef kind of sounded kind of cool. You know, it kind of combines the food with the management of the event.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Which is a lot of people, I bet you didn't even know that.
Well, it has to. I mean, it's the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, we're a food first company, which drove us to being part of the Cullen Art team and, mm-hmm. you know, with Philip Stone. And, you know, there's profit and loss. You know, there's a P&L that we have to, keep our eye on.
Right. Matt, how has the business changed over the years?
I mean, you know, the business has changed. I'm with Cullen Art Group and now Compass 23 years. So in my career and a few years before that when I was in college and, you know, I'm dating myself, but the business has changed immensely. Mm-hmm. We call it a journey at Cullen Art Group. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have Phil and Lindsay here today, is because we went from, for example, and quite apropos in these times, but a male-dominated field from a culinary perspective, to now we're seeing a great shift. In fact, Culinary Art and Compass Group was awarded by Forbes magazine as a best employer for diversity, and additionally, a best employer for women. And that's in all of North America. So we're thrilled to get that distinction. And what that means is, at Culinary Art Group and Compass Group, we are doing things differently. We're hiring differently. We're giving new professional development opportunities differently. So I think the biggest change that I've noticed is the change in the landscape. And now we're really seeing more equality, certainly, in the workplace, which is great to see.
Right. Now, I'll give the listeners and you guys some interesting tidbits. I was a waiter. And so I actually made my living in the summers as both a bellhop, and then eventually I became the waiter for the card room. And this was a bunch of gamblers, and you had to run down and get what they wanted right away and make sure they got everything they wanted.
Was this the Catskills?
In the Catskills.
How do we know that?
big tips.
Concord.
I worked at the Concord. Right. I also worked at the Browns. I was there for 6 years, 6 summers, and that paid for my whole college education. So, but there were a lot of waiters and busboys and people just squeaking by and make. But this was what they found to do for a living. And this is another one of these fields that you can get into where you don't necessarily need a degree. You know, you need some talent. You need to be great with people. But it's one of these fields you can just get into right now. Mm-hmm. Like I used to do workshops during the Great Recession for people that didn't have jobs. And I used to say, go work at a restaurant. What's the matter with you? You know, you make a good living. You have flexible hours. Go work at a restaurant. And people would do it. They would listen. But I don't think people give enough credibility to this industry as one that pays well, offers a professional track record, you know?
Absolutely.
The benefits, stability.
Wonderful benefits.
All that stuff. So that's what I'm kind of interested in, how that has shifted a little
bit. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, one thing is, when you're mentioning the Catskills, Danielle and Lindsay are looking at us like we're crazy.
Right.
The Catskills was a very big resort area in upstate New York, very big in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Oh, right. You're too.
Yeah, right. So we're dating ourselves. But, you know, in terms of the benefit structure, I mean, one of the nice things about being part of this family of great companies, and specifically at Culinary Art Group, is we have now, in our industry, the hospitality industry, best-in-class benefits, which is something that, until recently, I haven't seen before. Mm. Meaning that your options for benefit programs, we call them great rewards at Culinary Art Group, because they are rewards, runs the gamut from wellness programs to insurance programs to purchasing programs. So really, it's a many different options that are now best in class for any type of, you know, position you are in life, whether you're just starting out and no family, whether you have a family, whether you're working part-time, whether you're working full-time. So our benefit options in 2019, soon to be 2020, have never been more robust.
So, but so this is a Culinary Art thing. It's not every restaurant or
No, this is a specific Culinary Art Compass item. Absolutely.
Because I don't hear too much, like, I remember when I was a waiter, I didn't get benefits. My salary was $20.86 a week. That was my salary.
Wow.
And I did the rest on tips.
Wow.
You know, but of course that was 400 years ago. You know, so today, what was $20.86 worth? You know, 40 years ago, today. But there was no training. There was very, you know, if you picked up the platter that held your main dishes, and if you dropped it, you got fired. Right. And if you didn't drop it, you kept the job. So that was what they did as far as training. Today, I'm sure it's much more thorough.
Oh, much different.
So
much
tell
different.
Us. Tell us about the training.
Sure. And I'm going to ask Lindsay and Phil to kind of dive into our, you know, learning and training and development programs, because this is really something that sets us apart from our competitors.
Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite parts, actually, of my position is interacting with the people with Culinary Art Group who work for Culinary Art Group. Mm-hmm. I do travel a lot. I travel across the country, Maryland, D.C. area, Delaware area, and I do interact with our employees. And part of the training is interacting with these team members and making sure that they understand Cullinard and our standards and why we do what we do and what makes us who we are and what makes us a food first company. So it's very hands on. My boss and I, Peter Klein, we are very passionate about making sure that our employees are aware of what is expected of them and they know what they need to do to perform their job well and do well in their position.
So if you, but let's just slow down here for a second. So let's just say you're a waiter. Okay. How much training is involved in something like that? I mean, you got to know how to use the kitchen and place your orders and all that stuff. But there's a huge customer service component. Do you get involved with all that customer service training?
Absolutely. I mean, we take wait staff, waiters, you know, generic term now, servers, et cetera,
servers,
to a different level, right? I mean, we do mandatory compliance training. So when you're hired as a waiter, and let's say you're an entry-level waiter working part-time, you're going to have to make sure you know how to communicate effectively. You're going to have to make sure that you know how to treat each other respectfully. You're going to have to make sure that we are thriving and living in a safety culture. We're celebrating our diversity and inclusion. I mean, that's just our basic as we onboard a team member. So you can see from your days years ago in the Catskills, it's gone, you know, to a different level. In addition to that, we have an aggressive, we call it a quality guest service program. And we model that after the Disney approach, right? The Walt Disney approach, literally wrote the book on quality guest service. And we use those resources and we continually reinvest in our hourly team members like a waiter on what it means to go above and beyond. And not just smiling and saying thank you, but what makes us different. What's that extra item that you do that your customers or your guests, rather, will remember?
Okay.
So we spend a lot of time on that.
All right. So if you're looking for a job in hospitality, you have two options. You can pick up the newspaper or look into classifieds or go to a website and apply for a job at any restaurant in the world. Or you can go to a place like Cullinard where you're going to get training and benefits and so on. So one of the reasons we're having you on the show is to make sure the listeners know the difference that you, if you go to an individual restaurant, there's no uniformity of training. There's no program. There's no benefits. It's like hit and miss. So you might get in with a great boss. You might get in with no benefits. You might get some benefits. You might get a good salary. But it seems to me you're trying to offer consistency, you know, that isn't there in the hospitality business.
Consistency, stability, and most importantly, growth and development. Right?
So what happens if a person's working for you, but then their restaurant's not closes for the winter or something? Then what? Do you still put that person back to work?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. If it's a seasonal operation, they're working year-round.
Right.
And some people like working seasonally. Mm-hmm. You know, we operate a lot of schools, right? School settings, whether lower school, middle school, etc. And some people who work in those cafes in a high school, for example, want their summers off. That's
right.
Why they're doing it. But for the most part, we keep them active year-round in different types of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So when our schools close down, our events and entertainment, our amusement parks open up so we can move people to that area as well.
Okay. Yep. So servers can, you know, don't seem like they're highly paid workers, but I think if it's done correctly in a professional setting, you know, in an upscale venue, that it can be very lucrative. So give me an idea. I mean, what are servers making these days?
Well, you know, servers in general are making, you know, at least $15 plus an hour. I mean, you know, the minimum wage in New York has fluctuated and changed recently, but we're looking at servers from across the board in our high-end catering areas. You know, the people that Phil would work with or Lindsay are looking at 15 plus an hour. So it's very, very competitive.
Plus tips.
Plus tips if you make tips. I mean, we're not a tip.
Right.
It depends. You know, so in our business, it's not really, these are private upscale events.
Right.
So tips are discouraged per se.
Yeah.
You won't see a tip cup or anything like that.
Right.
However, that's also a part of it too in certain settings.
Right.
But generally speaking, we put a package together that's very competitive, that we take the tip out of it. And it makes it even more palatable for the team member.
So $15 an hour, you're still up in the $30,000, $35,000 a year range.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Sure.
Plus benefits.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, and God knows what that would cost.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And plus all the other perks that come with working for a company like Cullinard Group.
Okay, so all my point was a person lost their job. They're very depressed. They're very sad. They've taken 6 months. They can't find a new job. They're desperate. They need a job. What would be wrong with making a salary of $32,000 with health insurance while you're still trying to rebuild your career. Maybe a year later, you go back into the workforce. What's wrong with that?
No, nothing at all. I mean, it's putting something on the table.
Right.
You know, and it's giving you the opportunity to explore a company like Compass or Cullen Art and say, look what's out there outside of being a waiter.
Right.
You know, getting your foot in the door, let's say. You know, because the opportunities that we have to offer are, they're endless. They're flexible. They're endless.
All right. So what we want to say is you can either go to Cullen Art or you can waste your time. Okay?
That's the tagline,
Give us the Cullen Art website,
Bob. So it's CompassGroupCareers.com. Okay. You can visit Cullen Art at CullenArtGroup.com, but CompassGroupCareers.com is our career website. And when I tell you this is the Cadillac of websites in terms of, you know, career placement, you know, it's very, very interactive. And it's got a lot of, you know, tools and resources to offer. So CompassGroupCareers.com.
Okay, we're all going to look at it from that buildup because that sounded pretty good. All right, you're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor. We're talking about hospitality today. If you have an idea for Radio Jobline, you can send it to me. Just write to me at scottp118@gmail.com. That's scottp118@gmail.com. You think I'd get a Radio Jobline handle, you know, for an email account, and I just keep forgetting to do it. Anyway, give me an email, and we'll glad to have your idea on the show. We're going to be back with another half an hour of Cullen Art. So stay with us through the break. Listen to the news. We'll be right back.
And now, welcome back to Radio Jobline with your host, Scott Possessor, right here on LI News Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. If you just joined us, we're talking about hospitality today, a great field, one that I worked in 1,000 years ago, and it certainly got me where I needed to go at that time in my life. But it's come a very long way. Nowadays, if you join a company like Cullen Art, you can get the benefits, you can get training, you can work year round, even if you only start out as a summer job. You can do it in a tandem with whatever else you're doing in your life. They're a very flexible organization. But I want to get to the subject of social catering. Okay, Phil, talk to me. What is social catering?
Social catering could be a destination wedding, could be traveling to different venues, which I do all the time. You know, it's events and entertainment. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a social event, usually taking place on the weekends or a nice gala during the week. So what my role is in the events and entertainment division with Cullen Art, which I find fascinating, is that I'm challenged every weekend. I'm going to a different venue every weekend. I'm responsible for trucking, for rentals, building kitchens. It's rough. It's not easy. It's not working in a restaurant, but we're challenged and we get to see great properties.
Do you do the whole thing with the entertainment, the music, everything?
No, that's a different piece.
That's a piece.
But we're food. We're responsible for the stations, what they look like, what the decor is, whether it be some lighting, whatever, role that, you know, the maitre d' or the manager would play.
Right.
But as a culinarian, we're responsible, you know, we got to get the food there safe.
Right.
We're going to present it like restaurant style, which we pride ourselves on. Mm-hmm. We're going to put out a good quality product for 200 to 1,000 people.
I don't know if anybody picked it up, but I heard the word culinarian.
Uh-oh.
Which I liked.
Yes.
Good word. And you know, tell us if you would, what is a culinarian, Lindsay?
I was just thinking as I heard that, Phil, not all chefs are culinarians, but all culinarians are chefs.
Mm. Oh, that's deep.
That is pretty deep.
Play that Grateful Dead music again.
And it's, in my opinion, it's more or less a professional foodie, someone who lives, breathes, works with food. Mm. And there's an excitement in you that won't die, can't die, because you work around it, you eat it, it's everything.
You know, foodie is a very common word today. and people are going, oh, I'm a foodie. You're a foodie. Well, these foodies should be putting their passion to work and going to work for Cullen Art.
Yeah. But not everybody wants to work in it.
Yeah, and not everybody.
That's why not.
Well,
all,
not everybody knows yeah. about it, and that's right. one of the reasons yeah. you got to keep coming back on yeah. this on this program.
Right. Well, that's yeah. a big deal.
It's not
many
an
people
easy,
know,
you know, it's
about
not an
this
easy industry. Task being in a kitchen.
And, it's not.
Yeah. And carrying that journey yeah. from the day you get your food in the door to yeah. to the event.
Yeah, yep. they ought to have more yep. air conditioning in kitchens. Kitchens are hot. The one that I used to go into when many years ago, it was so hot, it was like 90 degrees in the kitchen. And it was like, and we all dreaded going in there because it was they just didn't have the
they're
technology.
Better now, but oh. still they're hot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anytime you have all those ovens, right?
Yeah.
The fryer.
Yeah.
And the fryer.
Yeah.
But we had a guy that could make 20 different egg dishes at once. He was so fast and like lightning. You never saw anything like this guy. You could place the order, and about 45 to 60 seconds later, it was done. I just never saw anything like this guy. He was worth every, and he was there every summer that I was there.
Well, tell him to go to Compass Group Korea if he's still around.
He was an absolute genius.
Oh, my God.
But the cooking is just a fabulous mm-hmm. thing that people enjoy. Yeah. What about the cooking aspects of it? Becoming a chef, you know, what is the likelihood of that? What does one have to do to become a chef?
They have to have that passion.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have that passion. They have to be willing to give up a lot of their personal life mm-hmm. in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
Understand what the reward will be at the end, and, you know, drive yourself.
Do you watch Beat Bobby Flay?
No.
Do you ever see that show? Do you?
I did. I've seen it.
I actually watched the show. I get a kick out of it. The signature dish of the competitor, he beats them every time. They bring in their best dish, and he from scratch manages to beat.
Well, I think the whole industry has been elevated by all of this cooking.
Yeah, the cooking shows.
Know, phenomenon, if
right,
you will. In
right.
fact, one of the companies that, you know, is part of that Compass Group family of companies is Wolfgang Puck, right?
Mm.
So, you know, that's part of in our fold. He's our partner. So
right.
talk about celebrity chefs in a different caliber. You know, we have that availability as well within our company. And I think that's elevated the industry.
Yeah.
These celebrity chefs and cooking shows have taken the industry to a different level. Well, now, Lindsay and Phil.
It's taken that bride
right,
to a
right.
level.
Might disagree and might say, well, they come into the business and they think X, Y, and Z because they've seen the show on TV, but it's given us tremendous exposure, which has been terrific.
You know, what that show shows me is how little I know. I mean, really. I mean, these guys just pull stuff out of the air. I mean, they go to that refrigerator and these cabinets, and they I don't even know. I mean, there's so much stuff, and I wouldn't even know what to look for. But they seem to have an idea, you know, right off the bat of exactly what they need, exactly what they want. They're able to time it. I think being a chef is really a great career, and it pays pretty well, right?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
obviously a better paying job than anything connected to serving.
Well, it all depends. I mean, I think across the board, all of our positions, and Lindsay and Phil, you know, can agree. I see them nodding. But all of our positions, whether it's a chef or a maitre d' or a manager, etc., are very, very competitively priced.
Mm.
So we're looking at, you know, career options now within our industry and salary ranges now within our industry that we've never seen before,
mm-hmm.
which is wonderful, is wonderful.
And the corporate package on the back end of what we're offering
right.
is, you know, you can't buy.
Now, wouldn't you have to go to chef school to be a chef otherwise?
Well, you can. I didn't go to school. School of Hard Knocks
right.
I went to.
Right.
Worked my way up. I worked with a lot of great chefs.
Right.
Learned from everybody I worked with.
So, like, almost like an apprentice.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, did very well.
Right.
But, yes, CIA, all these culinary schools, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get that individual that comes out of that school that's worked in this beautiful laboratory
mm-hmm.
for 4 years.
That was me.
They don't know what they're getting into.
Right.
And then it sinks in.
Right.
You know, I'll sit across the street from a candidate and I'll talk them out of the job.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what your life is going to be
mm-hmm.
and what we're going to do and how many times you're going to do this.
Right.
And yes, chef, yes, chef, yes,
right,
chef.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, you drill it into them.
Right.
You know, because it's consistency, it's cleanliness, it's preparing everything.
Why is it so hard?
The hours. Mm-hmm. The hours are long. And there's no shortcuts when you're doing food.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, we're not opening up a can and we're not, you know,
right.
taking things out of a package.
Right.
You know, we're a food first company. So there's a lot of due diligence that goes into our products.
Yeah, I mean, I get such a kick out of making my omelets on a Saturday morning. I make them with ham and cheese and spinach, and you know, they're always brown and perfect and fluffy. But that's about as far as I go.
But if you do 30 of them,
300
of them, on a Saturday morning,
that would not be fun. That would not be fun.
No.
Right. So the chef and the executive chef is one way to go. I also hear the expression sous chef. That's a soup chef, right?
Sous chef.
A
sous chef is underneath the chef.
Right.
Basically runs your kitchen for the executive chef.
Right.
So I would give my sous chef tasks for the day.
Mm-hmm.
He would run my kitchen while I'm doing my administration work or setting up next week or whatever it may be.
Isn't there a certain chef for soup? Or am I thinking of something else?
First cook?
I don't know.
So it'd just be a line cook?
Yeah. Well, you might be thinking of like a gamange or a salad prep person, maybe. I don't know.
No, I just happen to know a chef that does soup.
The soup man. Soups.
Yeah, he's the soup man.
No soup for you.
No soup for me.
Seinfeld guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, that's very interesting. So what other job categories have we hit them all? So we have all the server, wait staff. We have the chefs. We have the administration side, the executive chefs.
We have operations.
We have operations.
Big field.
Operations.
Let's talk about the managers. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lindsay, you can go into a little bit about our operators, but you know, it starts from the very top. So, Lindsay, some operational positions that you have regular interaction with.
Mm-hmm.
On a daily basis, I'm interacting with our district managers, our cafe managers, our supervisors in our cafes, and it's one thing that I do love about Compass Group and is the opportunity for growth. I mean, you can come into Culinary Group and you can start as a supervisor or you can be, and then we have a manager training program, the MIT program, where you can then move up and become a manager of an account or a manager or a district manager. There's definitely opportunity for growth.
Let me just stop you for 1 second. I hope the viewers are paying attention. I call them viewers. I hope the
listeners
are.
You were on TV for a long time, right?
I hope the listeners are paying attention. Folks, we're hearing about jobs you can get into that pay pretty well right now. You can do this right now. You don't have to go back to school. You're looking for a job. You're not sure about what to do. Try hospitality. There's a never-ending need for it. I don't see it being... is it economically sensitive when a recession hits?
I think any large-scale business, whether it be hospitality or manufacturing, et cetera, is affected by the economy. But we've been very fortunate over the last several recessions, whether at Culinary Group and Compass Group, whereas, you know, the economy may have taken a downturn, but one nice thing about our company is during those down periods, they, instead of pulling back, they start reinvesting into the company.
Mm.
So when it picks up, we're ready. So we've weathered those storms, and so we've been quite resilient. And that's the type of company we are.
One thing I want to talk about is attitude. If you're going to get into this business, you have to have a great attitude.
Oh.
You've got to have that customer-centric type of attitude. There's got to be a friendly, upbeat way about you. You can't be one of these people that's confrontational, quick-tempered. You know, you need to be one of these people that no matter what happens, you can deal with it. And how do you find people like that?
That's the most important attribute, is attitude and personality. We can train. You know, you mentioned it before, right? A lot of different avenues, even on the culinary end, right? Phil and Lindsay can train, but the right attitude and personality from the start doesn't guarantee you success, but you're 75% of the way there.
Right.
I think for any position, by the way, but specifically in our field.
Yeah. I don't know what to do when I find a person, and I do, and it happens to me all the time, I find a person and I say, they are killing the company they're working for. They're so horrible. They're almost nasty. And I say to myself, how do these people even get jobs? You know, they must have, you know, kidded somebody on the job interview. How do you find on the job interviews your candidate flow, your talent pool? Are they respectful of this business? Do they dress properly? Or do they have the right attitude? Give me some thoughts on your pet peeves or things that candidates should do when they're getting into this business.
Well, I think what happens is, you know, when I'll interview a chef, is how he comes in, how he presents himself, what he looks like.
And how would you expect him to be presenting?
Oh,
suit?
Casual, business casual.
Business casual, okay.
Business casual is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little flair to him, you know, because he's a chef. He's got a little artistical
Way
about him. I'm cool with that.
Right.
But you know, it kind of gives me a sense of who I'm dealing with and mm-hmm. what I'm looking for, you know, in my position. That I know when I put a knife in his hand and I'll give him a recipe, mm-hmm. he's going to bring something to the table.
Right.
You know.
How do you feel about tattoos and piercings in this business?
I think they're okay. I think they're fine. Mm. I think they're okay. I think
but there was some hesitation.
I think it depends on where they're going to be in the field. You know, right. in the back of the house, you can deal with a sleeve
right.
tattoo.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know about
and the gear. Setting you're in.
You can't be wearing a pierced nose ring or gears.
Yeah, see, that I don't
ear.
Want my my server
can't,
to have.
You can't have that in the front of the house.
Yeah,
I hear. But, I mean, there's plenty of restaurants in the city where, you know, we call them culinary warriors. You know, they're great chefs, but. You know, that's the look.
Okay.
I don't think it flows well in the corporate setting that we're in.
Okay. You know? So if you were looking for a chef, if you were interviewing for a chef right now, mm-hmm. what qualities would you be looking for?
Passion for food, flexible hours, 5 to 6 years mm-hmm. of culinary experience, mm-hmm. Catering, being able to handle a staff of 4 or 5.
But not necessarily being a chef already?
Yes.
You'd want him to be a chef already. Yeah.
So for a chef role.
For chef
role. If you were
role.
Looking for a first cook or you're looking for a grill cook, you would go, you know, it's kind of an ascending order, if you will.
Right.
Yes. You know?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was kind of hoping we'd have is a list. So you have the line cooks, the grill cooks, the, you know, what else?
You have a utility person, you have a prep person, you have a prep porter, a guy that just peels onions, washes right. dishes when
right.
he's not busy.
Right.
And wants to work himself, you know, work his way up the ladder,
mm-hmm.
Which a lot of us do. Even at a culinary school, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. You know, you come out of culinary school and they give you a bag of carrots to peel, you know, and the chef wants it a certain way.
Or, right.
You know, it's what you do.
That's your test.
Right,
That's what you do.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. What about you? Do you do any interviewing?
Here and there. Right. Most of my position is me just training.
Mm-hmm.
So after the interview process.
Okay.
That's where I get my hands dirty.
All right, so
somebody else
is doing the interviewing and send them your way.
Yes.
Okay. Matt, what about this interview process for people in this business? I mean, how should people prepare?
Well, I think, and that's a great question. I think that, you know, when I think of the interview process, I think of going back to basics. You know, I tell people this all the time. Don't discount what the basics are. What are the basics? The basics are how you look. Mm-hmm. Present yourself professionally. The basics are you familiar with the company you're interviewing for, or the restaurant, or the catering facility, or the hotel? And in today's age of Google, it's so easy in a second mm-hmm. to get any information you want, so you can have that ammunition, if you will, mm-hmm. for the interview. And I also think the basic of a proper personality, making eye contact, seeming at ease with your answers, all play an important role. If you can do that, and you can practice, I also believe in practicing. I think people that think, I'll just wing an interview, that may be okay, but I think that even 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or longer of preparation is very important.
You just touched off a alarm bell. I read an article in the Wall Street Journal once that the average American prepares for an interview for less than 25 minutes.
I like when a candidate turns the interview around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and starts asking you questions.
Asking you questions. Wants to know more about the company.
Right.
What your role? How long are you with the company?
Right. Or why'd you get into the field?
Yeah.
You know, how do you feel about culinary?
You know,
I mean, there's great questions that you can, great information you can glean from an interviewer. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or where's my career going, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one of the nice things with Lindsay also is, of that generation, you know, I'm interested to hear why you chose Culinart. You know,
mm-hmm.
what made you pick that company?
Oh, that's such a loaded question. I've been with Culinart since 2016. And when I came aboard, I have to say the people was what drew me mm-hmm. to working for Culinart Group. I mean, I'm sitting next to some of my favorite people
right.
in the company,
right.
I have to say, hands
right.
down.
Right.
And
even Scott, you just met him.
But I mean, it's like a family, I have to say.
Mm.
Yeah.
I just can't say enough good things. I mean, you know, we love having you on to talk about the business and talk, like we do with so many other businesses. But this is a business that people should get into. There are so many people that aren't satisfied with what they do. You know, they're tired of the corporate rat race, mm-hmm. putting a suit on, getting on the railroad train. You know, even with our new trains, you know, there's still going to be a late and impossible during the winter and the heat of summer. Why not give this a try? You know, if you're struggling, you know, because there is an organization, this company that you represent, that gives the training and the benefits and the professionalism and the salary and everything that you need to succeed. Mm-hmm. So that's my pitch.
Yeah.
Matt, I'll let you give a pitch.
No, I think you hit the tail on the head. You're right on the money. I think, you know, what makes a company successful, whether it be Cullinart, Compass, or any other successful company, is the people. It's the culture, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It's how comfortable you feel working with one another. Mm-hmm. And it's how you're treated. Are you treated respectfully? Are you treated professionally? Do I feel like I'm making a difference? That's the big difference at Cullinart Group, mm-hmm. right? Do I feel like I matter in the enterprise? And when you have that feeling, whether you're a server, a cashier, or an executive chef, that what I'm doing today affects the culture and the progress of the company, and my little part makes a difference, I think then you have a vested interest in an enterprise. And it even means more than money. So yeah. I think the people is a big, big component.
Okay. So let's say you've been listening to the radio show today and you're very interested. You want to do more with Cullinart. You want to maybe apply for a job, check the jobs, maybe go on an interview, talk to somebody. What do you do?
Sure. First thing you would do is go to compassgroupcareers.com.
Okay.
You will start your recruitment process. Immediately when you sign on, you'll be given a recruitment advisor, someone that's available via email or phone to walk you through the process. You apply online, you search for jobs in your area, and you start that whole process. That's step one. That takes you 5 minutes, mm-hmm. but I'm telling you, it's a very important 5 minutes to invest for your future.
Okay. What would you say to people that have never thought of this business?
I'd say give us a try. I really mean it. Mm-hmm. I think, and it's more than culinary. It's more than hospitality. Mm-hmm. You know, we mentioned finance and operations and human resources and information technology and facilities management. So I think that, you know, a lot of times you may not be familiar with this end of the business, but I think when you start to dig and do a little bit of research, you'll find that it's something you really be interested in.
Fantastic. I cannot thank you guys for doing such a fantastic job for us today. We're almost out of time, but I want to thank Matt Santarpia, the Director of Learning and Development for Cullinart Group, Lindsay Romaine, the Culinary Manager from Cullinart Group, and Phil Sinisi, who did a great job also, Regional Executive Chef for Cullinart Group. If you're interested in this organization or in this field, go to their website. One more time, the website.
Sure, compassgroupcareers.com for all the information.
Okay. If you have an idea for Radio Jobline, write to me, scottp118@gmail.com. Happy to have your idea or you on radio program. We'll be back with you next week for another show. Have a great week, everybody. Happy hunting.